Today we will be speaking on from sin to righteousness. In any country, the king or queen rules a country. We are employed by the king as his civil servants. Each worker is given authority by the king to do his or her certain job. The crown or badge is awarded to him or her in that area, together with the king's authority to carry out that task. And it is the same with God's kingdom. Prayer is our connection and communication, and place for serving is receiving our instructions. So prayer is our connection, and then we receive our instructions to do God's work. The gifts of the Holy Spirit are the powerful provision that the King has given to us to accomplish his work with. And the authority of the name of Jesus is our authority to get the job done. And our level of authority depends on our relationship with our King. The love of God that works through us is comparable to a soldier being prepared to die for his country. It is a sacrificial love for the citizens and a deep desire to rescue them from the clutches of the enemy, which is sin, sickness, and death. In the same way, we need to bring the citizens into the saving and healing knowledge of Jesus. The goal is to overcome the enemy, the devil, in every area of life. Basically, man has given this earth over to the enemy, Satan, through the fall of man. Adam and Eve, because they are ate the fruit of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, gave this perfect earth that had no sin, no sickness, and no death over to the enemy, the devil, in exchange for the knowledge of good and evil. This therefore has allowed three basic curses to enter this world: sin, sickness, and death. These three curses have trapped millions upon millions of people in the different areas of bondage within the three areas. And our great earthly battle, armed with the enablement and the authority given to us by God, is to discern the different areas of bondage that people are trapped in, and then armed with the divine authority of Jesus to set them free and bring them into the kingdom of God. We must bring them into new freedom, peace, and love. Freedom from the curses of sin, freedom from sickness, and freedom from spiritual death. Freedom from hate, freedom from defeat, and so many more destructive areas in which man finds himself enslaved to. So leaders who wish to enroll as one of God's soldiers must learn to walk in the power of the Holy Spirit and become God's commanders. They should know how to walk in the authority of the name of Jesus and become God's generals. They must know how to walk in the power of God's love. And those who are imprisoned by the enemy in the different negative, destructive forces of evil need to identify the area of bondage and see what the Bible says about the area, and then get set free from that bondage and enter into the peace and joy of victory or in God over that area. Leaders who want to help those struggling in bondage must know that it is impossible to successfully overcome evil forces on their own strength or in any worldly resource. They have to come into their own personal relationship with God, get victory in Christ themselves, and achieve their own victory in that area in Christ before enrolling as one of God's ambassadors to set others free. A leader therefore needs to be in total submission to God and do it only God's way. We must never do God's work on our own strength, because it is not man's will, but God's will. It's not what he thinks, nor what he feels, but it's discerning God's leading about that personal situation. And this is done through prayer alone. Once that person has discovered in prayer and study of God's word what God's will is, and once he has discovered God's thoughts and God's feelings for that person or situation, only then is a leader equipped to help that person to victory in Christ effectively and successfully. And sin is a major downfall of so many. So we need to study it. What is sin? Sin is the deadliest curse of all, more deadly than sickness, and more deadly than death itself. Why? Well, sickness can cause dreadful pain and symptoms in so many different ways. But sickness is restricted to this life only. Death is a most dreadful thing for so many people. Yet that is only the first death. Sin is the worst of the three curses, because the wages of sin is death. That means the first and second death, forever and ever, separated from God and heaven, to stay in everlasting darkness and torment. So, question is, why is sin not acceptable in heaven? Well, would heaven stay as heaven if sin was allowed in? The answer to that is a definite no, because all sin is caused by hate. Hate for God, hate for one another, or hate for oneself. If one loved God, loved one another, and loved oneself, then one would automatically keep all 10 commandments and would not sin. This is why overcoming sin and walking in righteousness with God is so important. If there were no sin in this world, then Jesus would not have needed to die on the cross to make a way for us and give us a second chance by receiving his forgiveness, followed by the gift of righteousness and the grace to walk in righteousness. So the next question, what makes a person sin? If it was just a rational decision, most people would not sin. So what is behind it to influence sin? It's feelings, negative feelings of hate, anger, jealousy, greed, envy, hurt, pride, unforgiveness, mistrust, and many other negative feelings. Where do these negative feelings come from? From the kingdom of darkness. And who's behind that? The devil himself. Now, when does the sinner become a sinner? In each area of sin, sinners become enslaved to that sin when the deceitful temptation to do the wrong thing appears stronger than their ability to say no. Here, the sinner has then chosen to commit that sin, because all of us can say no to that sin. But because that person wants to do it because of the bad feelings, that pushes them over the limit to actually do that sin. And the moment they submit to the temptation to do that wrong thing, they become weaker than the devil in that area and fall under the devil's power to be tempted more and more easily in that area. The person becomes weaker and weaker in that area, and the wages of sin is death. This is how a person who drinks too much can become an alcoholic, or a person trying out drugs can become a drug addict, or a person who tries stealing once becomes a thief. All these people think they have control, but in actual fact, they have lost control in that area and given it over to their enemy, the devil. So the next, how then can people who have given themselves over to the devil and sin hope to enter the kingdom of heaven? There's only one way open to them, and that is repentance. By this I mean true repentance, accepting Jesus as Lord of their life. This is to give themselves over to Jesus to save themselves from being under the control of the enemy. Evil entered the world when the first man came under the control of Satan, who cunningly persuaded him to eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. This is when man gave their authority over to Satan. Now Satan can influence negative feelings from the kingdom of darkness, and it's only through repentance that Jesus rescues us out of the kingdom of darkness and brings one into the kingdom of heaven, where the negative feelings will be replaced with positive feelings of the fruit of the Spirit, which is love, joy, peace, etc. Repentance is not just saying sorry. In the concise Oxford Dictionary, it is described as remorse, sorry for doing it, and repentance says in the same dictionary, it is a radical turnaround, and that is exactly right. We need to make a radical turn away from sin to righteousness, to say no to sin and yes to God, no to the devil and yes to God's righteousness, no matter how hard it may appear or what it might cost us. There are three levels of righteousness. The first level of righteousness is to stop doing wrong through repentance and to follow Jesus in righteousness. To that person who is serious in practicing righteousness, Jesus will give him or her the gift of his righteousness and the grace to achieve it, as the person then abides in his righteousness. Day by day, the person will become stronger in righteousness to overcome the sin, as he is able to no longer be controlled by the devil or his demons. This person, forgiven and restored by Jesus, will therefore be able to enter the kingdom of God, for no sin will be able to hold him or her back. This person shall not enter the kingdom of God through his or her own efforts, but by the grace of Jesus Christ through the gift of righteousness bestowed upon their lives. The second level of righteousness is when you have turned from sin and now you also obey God and do what He tells you by doing good things for others. And the third level of righteousness is through obedience to God's voice. You have now been filled with His love and obey God out of His love and compassion for others. And this is a level of righteousness we should all aim to live, living out of God's love. In Matthew chapter 16, verse 19, shows us that all authority has been given to the believer. And I will give unto you the kingdom of heaven. And whatsoever you shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatsoever you shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. And Philippians 3:9 says, and be found in him, not having my own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith. And Romans 5:18-19 says, therefore, as by the offense of one, judgment came upon all men to condemnation, even so, by the righteousness of one, that's Jesus, the free gift came upon all men unto justification of life. For as by one man's disobedience, many were made sinners, so by the obedience of one, many will be made righteous. And Ezekiel 18:24-28. But when the righteous turneth away from his righteousness and committeth iniquity and doeth according to all the abominations that the wicked men doeth, shall he live? All his righteousness he has done shall not be mentioned in his trespass that he has trespassed, and in his sin that he has sinned in all of them shall he die. Yet you say, the way of the Lord is not equal. Hear now, O house of Israel, is not my way equal, and not your ways unequal? When a righteous man turns away from his righteousness and commits iniquity, he dies in them. For his iniquity that he has done alone, he shall die. Again, when the wicked man turns away from his wickedness he has committed, and does what is lawful and right, he shall save his soul, because he considers and turns away from all his transgression that he has committed. He shall surely live. He shall not die. That is so important. It doesn't matter what you have done wrong in the past. If you turn from sin and follow God, He is ready to forgive you. And there are possibly some who would like to receive Jesus as Lord and Savior now, and turn from sin and follow the Lord in righteousness. I'd like you to say this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I come to you as I am. Please forgive me every sin I've ever done. I choose to turn from sin and follow you in truth and righteousness from this moment on. Thank you for your forgiveness. Please come into my heart and life as my Lord and Savior. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Jesus loves you so much. Now start to pray and get to know God. He is glorious. And the more you pray, the more you'll get to know Him. Buy yourself a Bible and read it every day. The Bible will train you in all truth and righteousness. And find a Bible-believing church. Start today, it's Sunday. Find yourself a Bible-believing church and go today. And get baptized in water as soon as you can. And that is all you need to do. Pray. Follow God. Turn away from sin. And live in His truth and righteousness. And as you do that, firmly practicing righteousness, God Himself will give you the gift of righteousness and the grace to achieve it. So you don't have to worry. God will give you the grace to live in righteousness and to then one day enter eternity in heaven with Him. What a glorious promise. God bless you abundantly. And I will now hand back to our host.